Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Melinda Lagos, editor-in-chief of ASI's magazines. We've got some super big news for you here today. Super big, guys.
Super big.
But first, let me introduce our illustrious group here in the studio.
Illustrious.
Yes, you're all illustrious. We've got Joe Haley, who curiously was wearing some kind of preppy vest to work yesterday. Did you guys see?
I saw that.
I looked awesome,
Looking good, Joe.
Yeah, I liked it.
You look like Andy Rooney.
Did it show off your pecs?
Yes, it did.
We've also got Supplier Global Resource Editor Michelle Bell, fresh from the Jersey Shore. Michelle, how was your vacation?
It was super.
Glad to hear it. And sipping coffee right across from me is the very astute Andy Cohn, who's in the midst of compiling Counselor Magazine's controversial Power 50 list.
It's actually water. It's actually water.
No coffee. Oh, you
no,
just
I got water.
Have the mug for no reason.
I had coffee earlier.
Oh, okay.
Power 50 is going great. Thanks.
And of course, we've got Kathy Houston, Advantage's editor, who's about to go away on a romantic weekend to celebrate wedding anniversary?
21st.
21st.
You are old.
I got married when I was 18.
Congratulations.
Oh, God.
We have a great show for you planned today, and feel free to give us a call right this very second and tell us what's on your mind at 215-953-4979. Joe, tell us what's up for today's show.
Well, our topic cup overfloweth today.
Woo!
We're going to look at the VMA Awards and talk about what was in the gift bags. Oh, it's game on. First, there was the Ojamas, which Kathy never got for me. Now it's Palin Panties. Who will win the election promo products war? It's race time for lots of employees out there, and we're going to look at some payroll trends. Hey, Andy, what's the wackiest marketing duo you can think of? Don't answer just yet.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we're going to look at that.
Try to contain yourself.
Who wants to win a $50 gift card for gas?
Me.
Employees and relatives of ASI Radio are not eligible. Anyway, you'll need to listen and answer our trivia question. All this, and we have a major... That's underscored. A major announcement.
Major.
But first, Andy's going to give us the industry news in 60 seconds
Andy,
or less.
Andy, you've got 60 seconds.
All right. Well, before the major announcement, here goes. In our latest industry poll on preferences in the presidential election, Senator John McCain has expanded his lead on Senator Barack Obama. The survey, which was opened during the last 2 weeks of August, showed the industry leaning toward McCain by a margin of 54% to 43%. McCain's lead is up 3 percentage points from the first poll of the industry taken in July. In comparison, the latest Gallup poll shows McCain with a 48 to 45 lead over Obama. ProGifts, Inc., a distributor based in Gainesville, Florida, has been acquired, and the newly formed company will be named ProGifts Unlimited. Karen Knepper is the new owner of the company and will assume the title of president. Melinda Farrell, the former president of ProGifts, will remain with the company as a sales executive. We also have some sad news today, as Herbert Kwok, the former owner of industry supplier Time Products International, passed away this weekend. He was 62 and had been battling leukemia. Kwok had been the owner of Time Products for more than 30 years before he sold the company late last year. In Promogram later today, we'll also have a new edition of The Joe Show. Joe, what do we have on tap later on today?
It's a secret. You'll have to tune in.
Ooh, okay.
Click on your Promogram to say it.
The Secret Joe
we'll do
Show.
That.
It's a secret, yeah.
Are there special guests?
No special guests, just
maybe.
Me.
Thanks, Andy. Well, now for our announcement. I think we're going to need a drum roll for this one. Thank you very much. All right, you guys know now for several months we've been looking for the perfect speaker for ASI Orlando.
Yes.
In the past, we've had some pretty big hitters. We've had Colin Powell, Bill Clinton, Giuliani. We've had Donald Trump. And this person is sure not to disappoint. He's certainly of that caliber. I'll give you guys a few clues. You tell me who you think it
okay.
is. This guy has served as an advisor to leaders around the world for 30 years. He's been honored by Accenture as one of the top 50 business intellectuals of the world.
I got it.
And he's been honored by Amex as one of the top 6 business leaders in the world.
Bill Gates.
Keith Richards.
Ron Popeil.
Okay. Who did you say, Chuck?
Ron Popeil. Ronco?
Popeil.
No.
Popeil?
I think the only legitimate guess was Andy. You were not correct. It's not Bill Gates. Anybody else?
Do I win anything for a legitimate
I know who
guess?
It is. You win nothing.
It
what?
It has to be Tony Robbins.
Woo!
Oh!
How cool is that? Tony Robbins is going to be speaking at ASI Orlando on January 3rd. Has
Very
anybody
cool.
ever heard him speak before?
I saw him speak once. Yeah, it was about 10 years ago. So it was before his popularity exploded. But the room was in love with the guy.
He's a really dynamic
speaker.
Yeah,
he's a very tall guy. Commands a
Isn't
big
Isn't he like
presence.
6 foot
he's
seven?
Like 6'7".
Yeah.
But the crowd is just enraptured by his speech. So should be cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
What did he speak on when you...
You know, he just gives people different tips on how to create goals and how to attack the day in a, with a positive attitude. It's all very, you know, motivational.
And I understand that you get to interview him in an exclusive interview.
Yeah,
in
that's
a couple
the word.
Weeks.
We'll see how that goes.
That's great. Well, yeah. You can check out more about Tony in our Counselor November cover story where Andy will be doing an exclusive interview.
Yeah.
I believe we have a caller on line one. Okay. Well,
we lost the
caller. Hello, caller. They'll be getting into us in just a minute. Who's been some favorite speakers that you guys have listened to in the past?
Back in early 2000, ASI show had a lunch and learn with a gentleman called Bill Strickland, and he was extremely motivational. And he works with poor people in Pittsburgh, and he just does great things with them. And after it was over, he got a standing ovation, and people came up with their checkbooks to donate money to his cause. He's created concert halls. He's erected buildings where these poor people are going to learn how to cook, learn how to work pottery, glass blowing and stuff. And he was just extremely motivational.
That's cool. Great. I know. I thought Bill Clinton's speech was amazing, although I think one of our publisher was very sleepy that day and took a nap during the speech. in all fairness, he had just returned from China.
I was not going to out
Clinton
the person.
Was dynamic. I'm sorry, I outed him, but I didn't say his name. He was some publisher.
Some random publisher.
We do have a caller on line one, Sharon Biernut. Sharon, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Good morning.
Good to hear about the big announcement.
Well, you know, I did see his name is Michael Janke, and he was a Navy SEAL, and he speaks to the Fortune 500, and he was fabulous because he used all his analogies from being a Navy SEAL, and he really worked on self-discipline and personal enhancement and unconventional business tactics. And it was even interesting to me, but the men loved it and the women loved it, so I really liked him.
So he was your favorite motivational speaker that you've seen?
Yes.
That's great. What do you think about Tony Robbins? Have you ever heard him speak?
Yeah, I like him, too. He's good.
Wow. You say that with a smile, it sounds
like.
Him.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, maybe you'll get to meet him at the meet and greet.
Okay, wonderful.
Thanks, Sharon.
Thanks
only
for
if you're lucky.
Sharon.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
All right, well, that's for our big announcement. And like I said, you'll be hearing more about that in Counselor Magazine soon. And, of course, you'll want to check out that November issue. In the meantime, let's talk about the Video Music Awards. Did anyone watch Sunday night?
I did not.
No.
Wow. But I
did
read am I the
it.
Only one?
I did
I'm
read
surprised,
about it.
Is she the
only
one?
I heard something about Kid
I
Rock
forgot
before.
That it was on. I forgot that it was one
well,
of my kids
Well, of course,
watched.
They had their crazy swag bags, like $15,000
worth of stuff. $15,000 worth of glitzy paraphernalia.
What kind of stuff was in it this year?
Stuff like Andy Warhol watches, accessories from Fendi. Michelle, you would like that.
Ooh.
Crystal strap sandals, more cosmetics than any of us would need. No comment,
I don't know about
Jeff.
That.
I don't need any of those.
They had all kinds of stuff, hair care products.
Oh, and then a trip to the Dominican Republic.
Oh, yeah. All inclusive
trips. It's really
good
because, you know, those celebrities.
How'd they put that in a
they
bag?
They can't afford their own makeup.
Well, they gave you a little gift card.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, they can't afford
you know,
their own
don't
makeup.
You feel bad for them, really?
I really do.
I think that's a good thing.
Who received the bag?
What do the guys get?
Anybody that went to the gifting
suite. They got trips.
So it wasn't stuff. Like you didn't makeup? Have to be a presenter?
No.
Oh, practically any celeb.
No, any celeb. Yeah. That's why the celebs show up.
Except, well, maybe, I don't know, Joe's show? Does that qualify as a celeb?
I never got an invite.
I know Andy was watching, weren't you? Secretly, to see if Brittany won a Moon Man.
I wasn't watching.
Brittany won. She cleaned
She won
up.
Three. She won three Moon Men.
How'd that happen?
It's the pity vote.
Was there a category for, like, messing up your life or
well,
something?
No,
she won,
she's
like,
the best
comeback
video.
Kid. She's the comeback kid.
But a comeback kid.
Where does one see these videos? Because MTV right. doesn't play videos anymore.
You see them on VH1.
No, it's true.
All right, Joe, you know I hate to pick on you. It's one of my least favorite
Here
things
comes.
To do. However, I'm a little curious to see if you're familiar with some of the musicians who performed at the VMAs.
Okay.
So we have a little test for you here this morning. We're going to play three clips from actual performances. And if you can guess all three artists, I'm going to give you a free lunch.
Whoa.
Joe, there's no such thing as a free lunch.
And you know what? If you can guess two, I'll give you a snack.
What if
and
I guess
if
one?
If you guess one, you a get a snack. Punch in the face.
Okay, there we go.
There's a couple of
This is one of my favorite new artists.
Are you going to sing this?
Come on, Andy, dance.
Great to go.
Joe, you're going to have no idea.
Right.
And I'm with
not
you. I have no freaking idea.
You
not
have no idea? Come
not
on.
What is this
Where
mess?
Are you living under a rock?
Yeah, obviously.
Okay. Well, that's the Ting Tings, which obviously.
The
oh,
what?
Yeah, the Ting Tings. You're looking at with a completely blank expression. So now you can.
Joe,
it,
of course, that's
sounds,
the Ting Tings.
The Ting Tings. It sounds like that cheerleader music.
I knew what that was, Kathy.
I know what it was.
Okay.
Nice.
All right, yeah.
All right, now, cool. All right, now you're vying only for a snack now because
okay.
You got the first one wrong. All right, here we go. Here's the second one. Red hair. Looks like
Joe. You love
it.
What
like
is
Kathy,
this?
Kathy Griffin.
He looks like Kathy Griffin.
No, no,
I turned the TV
she's much
off.
Much prettier.
No, prettier, but she's got like the whole red hair. All right, come on.
I have no idea.
Come on.
I have no idea.
Because you're a crotchety old man,
have
Joe.
Have you ever heard of Paramore?
Absolutely not.
Really? Okay. Well, now you're just vying for a smack in the face. Okay. Ready for this one?
I can have the rest of my life.
So if I don't answer it, I don't get smacked in the face.
Okay, this one though, you have to know. Let's go. I felt so close, but I'll give you a hint. Far away. No, don't give hints. Come on. All right, we'll give hints. Brothers, there's three now brothers.
Promise rings.
Three brothers.
This is boys. This is the Jonas Brothers. Okay,
yay!
I can see that. All right.
Did Andy just cheat? And
he
give
put
you
a
answer?
J there.
JB.
Wow, I'm so proud. All right, Joe Haley wins a punch in the face.
Woohoo!
You can have the rest of my water.
Great
Today
job.
I feel like the luckiest man in the world.
All right, Joe, well, you may not be familiar with the musicians of this century, but there's one topic I know you're familiar with, and that's political promos and Sarah Palin. Tell us what's going on.
Well,
is
you know.
Is it Palin or Palin?
I think it's Palin.
Palin.
Actually.
Palin.
Oh, Palin. Okay.
Palin.
Sarah Palin.
Sarah Palin.
Yes.
You can go to her website, paleontology.com.
Oh.
That's what it's called. You know, there's all type of promotional products out there. Everyone's, you know, supporting their candidates, McCain and Obama. But since the Republicans announced that she was going to be the vice presidential candidate, the amount of products that have come out with her likeness or with something that says something about her, 2,310.
Wow.
Different products. Now, I can't imagine 2,310 different products, but I'm reading it right here, so it has to be true.
Must be.
And yes, everything in print is true.
Yes. One of the big ones is the Palin Wonder Thong.
I don't know about that. Don't you think that's a little sexist?
I think that's kind of
they have
weird.
A McCain thong?
They have
a Biden thong.
And oh,
do they? No.
Well,
they definitely wouldn't have had a Hillary
let's
thong.
Let's hope not.
They have the Hillary granny panty, but that's besides the point. I was looking for a picture of the Palin Wonder thong. I couldn't find it, and I was telling Michelle that I did find there is an Obama thong.
Wow.
I have
well,
one.
I think Kathy, I'm sure Kathy will buy you a Palin thong as soon as she gets around to the Tony or
the Ojamas.
Right. I will wear the Ojamas on a Joe
will
show
you wear
if she
the
buys
Palin
them.
Thong
I will wear the Palin thong.
On the Joe show? Oh, my God. You have to get a fur
on his head.
I find it all distasteful. I don't want to wear anyone's thong unless it's friggin' Johnny Depp. I don't want Obama's
well,
thong. I don't want Palin's thong.
That can probably be arranged.
I just, all these
yeah,
old people
Johnny
and their thongs.
I do think they're having some funny slogans with Palin. I think one of them was, our mama's better than your
yes.
Obama.
Yeah.
Our mama beats your Obama.
Our mama yeah. beats your Obama. I think that's pretty clever. Whoever came up with that should give themselves a pat on the back.
They get a free lunch, too.
I agree.
They get a snack.
Yeah. Well, tell us what's on your mind. Give us a call right now at 215-953-4979. Tell us who you're voting for and why. Well, here's perhaps some not so great news. Some workers won't be getting hefty raises at the end of this year. Michelle, tell us more.
She looked right at Michelle. Thank God I wasn't first on that one.
Well, one recent survey shows that U.S. workers can expect skimpy raises in their base salaries next year, but top performers may fatten their checks with merit compensation, which I'm not exactly sure what that is, since I have never deserved
since
merit
you have
compensation.
No merit.
So the study found that the base pay will rise by 3.8% in 2009, marking the seventh straight year of flat growth.
Well, 3.8, that's not horrible, I guess. I think a lot of companies are switching to the whole merit thing anyway, where, you know, you get, there's a lump of raises and you know, the best people get more and then, you know, less to the kind of lower or middle of the road workers. It's not such a bad thing.
She's still looking at me.
It's motivation. Is it meant to motivate?
Well, as long as there's enough money to really pay the top performers. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, it sounds like business Darwinism, right? I mean, you're paying the best. And
well, not
that
everybody
they...
should get the same. I mean, if you look at teachers, right. My mom was a teacher for years, and she was always complaining. All teachers got the exact same raise, no matter if they were.
Oh, that's not fair.
Well, it's like being in a union.
Well, yeah, that's you know, aren't teachers unionized? So.
Yeah, they
some
are.
Yeah.
And they get tenure, and even if they're slackers, they get to stay on. That's not really fair.
It's like ASI.
And they get
a little bit bitter.
And they get the summer off.
I had a teacher in high school, honors English, and she brought a
honors English.
I had to throw that in. She brought a pillow to class, and when we would read, she would have us read aloud, and she would put her head on the pillow. What's wrong with that?
That's great.
What was she doing?
She was resting. She was very tired.
Well, so then what did you guys do?
We read aloud. It was, you know,
Tim Andrews, if you're listening,
English.
I'm just going to bring a pillow into work.
I
every
remember
day.
It was Waiting for Godot. It was so boring. Exactly.
Yeah. I used to love to read in class, read out loud in class.
On the marketing front, guys, it seems like Jerry Seinfeld has entered into a unique partnership. Andy, what's it all about?
Yeah, he's struck a $300 million deal with Microsoft.
$300 million? Yeah, he needs more money.
He does need a lot more money, and he's got it. Anybody seen the latest commercial?
I did. It's hilarious.
I heard it was funny.
It is hilarious. What is it? Well, it's Seinfeld and Bill Gates in a mall. And Seinfeld sees him in it buying shoes in a shoe store.
Right.
It has nothing to do with anything
right.
about Microsoft. And Seinfeld's eating a churro.
Oh, yeah.
Things you buy in a mall. And he starts to try to choose shoes with them. And then they walk into a parking lot and just talking about silliness. I mean, it has Seinfeld music.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
It has nothing to do with Microsoft at all.
But
Bill
Gates, he does a little underwear dance. It's
he does a little shake of his booty.
Does he really?
He shakes his booty.
Oh, I have to look it up.
Oh, yeah, you'll find it.
It is
actually interesting. But
there's been many unlikely marketing partnerships like this in the world that turn out to be really effective.
You know what my favorite one was? Can I just tell you? It wasn't so much two people, it was the person that a certain company chose. When Louis Vuitton, which is known, of course, for its high-end fashion and, you know, its elegance and its class, chose Keith Richards to be its face. One would assume because both are made of leather.
That's pretty funny,
because they're both made of leather, the products that Keith. But, I mean,
don't you love Keith Richards?
He must have been ecstatic. But it was a great advertising campaign, and it was for their bags. And it said, you know, every face tells a story, every face is a journey.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
I mean, if you look at Keith's face,
yeah, it tells a story.
It tells
that's
many
sure.
stories.
And it's
many
a journey.
Stories.
A lot of stories there. All right, guys. Favorite Seinfeld episode ever?
The Master of Your Own Domain.
Oh,
yeah,
that was
funny.
I liked it when Elaine pulled George's toupee off.
Thank you. George, you slipped there.
Joe, you have a full head of hair.
Yes, that's
Joe and I both like the one where George pushes the old lady out of the way to get out of the room.
Yeah,
yes.
On fire.
Oh yeah, that was
that reminds.
Oh, after he pulled the chocolate eclair out of the trash.
Yeah. The Elaine wacky dance is good too.
That's great.
That's very good.
And I love the one where Elaine is invited to Lippman's son's bar mitzvah.
Oh,
she gives him boggle. I'm dying for my kids to be invited to a bar mitzvah so they can give boggle
Schick's
as
appeal.
A gift.
Yeah. Schick's appeal.
Every available Hebrew is going to the hoop.
All right, guys. Well, we're all concerned about gas prices. I know Andy has you probably coming to work every day. What, it's an hour and a half ride?
Yeah.
Your gas bill must be
about 100 miles.
All right, well, here's
wait, but coming into work every day.
Too much.
Qualify that statement.
Well, on select
on the days, I drive to work.
On select days, Andy comes in. Well, here's our audience's big chance to win a $50 gas card. Just call us now and answer a very simple trivia question. And if you get it right, the card is yours. Call us right now, 215-953-4979, and get a chance to win. And while we're waiting for our callers, a story just came out in Inc. magazine about crafty ways to get clients to pay up. Andy, tell us more about that.
Well, there's been a lot of issues that companies are having with clients that are, you know, trying to hold on to their money in a time when it's difficult
to pay bills. And in the fourth quarter, everybody's looking to, you know, close the books and get people to pay.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've spoken to many distributors who have the same exact problem and how they get their clients to pay on time or, you know, ways that they can close out their books, you know, in the fourth quarter, like you said, before moving into next year and actually get payment on bills. And one thing that we talk to people about is just increasing the amount that you're getting up front. That's something that has been very popular among distributors is, you know, trying to get like 50% payment up front and demanding that clients, you know, when they place an order, like you do in many other walks of life, you actually pay when you place the order. So, mm-hmm. you know, there's many distributors that are increasingly trying to you know, get their payments up front.
Wait, did I spontaneously black out, or did we actually say what the trivia question was?
No.
It's when, when we
Michelle,
have a call,
back from vacation.
We're going to say it when somebody calls to get it.
Yes. So, don't look confused anymore.
I'm just
going to
sit here and drink my coffee.
Actually, you know what? Maybe you did spontaneously black out.
Andy, I know you've written a lot of in State of the Industry about creative ways distributors use to get clients to pay the bill. What's the most creative?
Well, one guy that we talked to, he actually goes door to door. And
he camps out.
Yeah. Wow. If bills are past, you know, the 30-day mark, or if he's got 60-day terms, depending on what the terms are, but if they're past the due point, he'll go camp out and wait for a client to show up at the door and you know.
Well, I remember one instance, he camped out for 6 hours and finally got a big bill paid.
Yeah, he definitely got his bills paid. He got $100,000 that way through to get it to his invoices.
He doesn't take a baseball bat with him, does he?
Sometimes.
Okay. Well, that could be another innovative approach.
Yeah.
We do have a caller in for our trivia question.
All right.
We've got a couple callers, so we'll hold off for that for just a
The
minute.
Phone lines are burning up, and our operator is
waiting to do. Okay, well, we're going to take line 4. And I believe we have Tom from Great Impressions. How are you, Tom?
Doing good. How are you guys doing?
Good. Are you You're feeling good. Lucky today, Tom?
Why is that?
No, are you feeling lucky?
Am I feeling lucky today? Of course. Always
Why
feel
is
lucky.
That? And do you need a gas card?
Always could use one.
Okay, well, Joe has a trivia question for you. If you get it right, the gas card's yours. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay, this is based on our keynote speaker down in Orlando, Tony Robbins. The question is, what movie was Tony Robbins in?
Okay.
Rich knows.
I know.
I'm pretty sure it's Shallow Hal.
Oh!
You are correct.
Good job.
Wasn't that the one with Gwyneth Paltrow? And
that's
yeah,
the one.
Jack Black.
Jack Black. Okay. That was a great movie. It's too bad she had to gain so much weight.
Jack Black is still
Tom, are you still with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Don't hang up.
We'll put you on hold. We'll give you all the information to win your free gas card. Congratulations.
Okay, thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, guys, if there's one thing I can't stand about my husband, and you know Mark, he's a really good guy, but is the whole snore factor.
There's a few things we can't stand about your husband. Just
all right, well, he's a terrible snorer.
Oh,
I mean, really
too.
Bad.
Oh, I thought it was his smelly feet.
Well,
besides that,
but
the burping.
Much that if I have to get up in the middle of the night and go to another room, and I can still hear a snoring. Mm-hmm. But
wow, it's like breaking down the walls.
Have you guys heard of that company, Snore Stop? They're always doing really wackety marketing.
Yeah,
things.
They do a lot of crazy stuff.
What's going on lately, Kat?
Right now they have a contest for lumberjacks who saw logs at night. And if my husband was a lumberjack, I'd make him enter. They have to write one paragraph, their problems with snoring and why they should win. And Snore Stop is giving away to the first 25 every month that they pick a 3-month supply of Snore Stop.
Now, this is the company that a couple of years ago, didn't they pay?
They were the highest bidder on eBay to advertise on a guy's forehead.
And they actually,
oh, cool.
What did they tattoo his forehead, or how did they get the ad on his forehead?
Permanent?
No, it wasn't permanent.
It was semi-permanent, though.
Yeah.
So, he wore it for like 6 months.
I think it was debossed.
Yeah.
It was debossed.
Yes. It was laser etched.
So wait a minute. Who's writing the one paragraph?
Lumberjacks.
So it's the snorer?
It's the snorer. Yeah.
Well, they don't have the problem. It's the person like Melinda has the problem.
Well, how about me?
The snoree.
I have big problems.
Yeah, you do. So you should be writing the essay.
You have other problems that have nothing to do with this.
Admitting it is the first step, Houston.
You know, this company also has had married couples. They give them a year's supply, and they have to put banners in front of their house that say "Snore Stop saved our marriage." So,
oh, that's cool!
Wow,
I like that.
Well, but
so
you've been
why don't you? Are you
going
to get a mat banner?
You're okay with the snoring?
Well, no. Every night, ask Steve. I'm punching him, making him roll over. He's a mess.
He's
a big
let's
mess.
Let's get him on the line.
Well, so
Steve,
so
call in and tell us.
Call in and tell us.
Get him the Snore Stop product.
I've
well,
been
when
accused.
Mark's snoring, I just yell snoring really loud, and it'll stop for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I've been accused, then.
You're not gonna.
I've been accused.
You
of
have
snoring.
No evidence of it.
There's no evidence that I snore.
Well, all right, well, let's end the show today.
I bet somebody's got evidence.
Let's end the show today. We're talking about one of my favorite TV shows. Anyone know what that
Mine
is?
Mine, too. I know what you're going to say.
SpongeBob SquarePants?
No, sorry.
Hannah Montana.
Entourage. It seems like Vincent and the guys are doing some creative and wacky promos also. Michelle, what's going on?
Can I just say how much I love Ari Gold?
Oh,
I love the Ari Gold character.
He's awesome.
The one man who may curse more than I do. Well, I think they just were part of a promotion with Richard Branson, actually.
They did.
And it had to do with Virgin, a new route that Virgin Atlantic is flying, I believe, from New York to Vegas.
Yep.
So he smartly, and in a savvy way, had the Entourage crew join him for the announcement of this.
Oh,
so they all flew to Vegas, where I'm sure they partied like rock stars.
They were also in New York with him. They were at the U.S. Open with him.
Oh, well, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Well, Kath, your hubby is on the line, apparently.
Oh, we've got a caller.
We have Steve-O online.
Nothing is sacred with me, Steve.
Steve-O, you there?
I am here.
What's going on with the snoring?
I feel compelled to defend myself.
Go ahead. What do you got?
And you all look marvelous here on the screen. I'm looking.
Hi, Steve.
Put your hand down, Joe. Joe, put your hand away. There you go.
What's the deal?
I'm getting old.
Old, Steve.
What more can I say?
No, Steve, it's been happening for 21 years.
Well,
I'm getting used to the couch, okay? So. I'm Melinda. How are you? All right, guys, you know what?
Do you have any ammunition to give it back to Kathy? I mean, maybe she's snores.
No.
No, I'll get her later.
Maybe she's got the bad habits that none of us know about.
We hear that she likes the Dutch oven.
All right.
Take care. Bye-bye.
And we just took a nasty left turn here at Inside Radio.
Back to Entourage for a minute. So they have they promoted the Entourage class, right, on the airplane.
Yes, it's I think it's
special class of service, just temporary.
It's not technically first class service. I think it may be a step down
Entourage
from
it's business
but
class.
It's the Entourage fun class.
And yeah. What do you
and
get
Virgin
for that?
Atlantic what? Is also fun. They have, you know, bars on the airline, they have massages.
Really?
Yeah.
What goes on in the fun class?
Woohoo.
All kinds of things. Wouldn't you like to find out?
I guess I would.
You'll be flying coach, however.
Oh. I want to fly Entourage class.
The big question for Entourage, did you see? I mean, Vincent's all washed up. He was in Mexico for months. And is he ever going to get his big break again?
Oh,
I don't know,
so
guys.
Sad.
Is he going to command another
With
team?
Those eyes, yeah, I'm sure he will. He's a hottie.
Glad to hear it. Well, we're out of time. Thank you so much for listening today. And tune in next week for your big chance to win another gas card. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.